Yeah, I was in love with him, even though he didn't know I existed. But yeah, being with that person is just kind of feeling like if you feel like your family's not there for you for a little bit, you have someone to go to and like talk. That person will be there for you.
Words of wisdom from the girl who fell too hard.
When was the first time when I fell in love? Don't laugh at me, but kindergarten. Because I had a crush on this guy, and he did not dig me, so he went with this other white girl, so he left me for him, and he was like everything, like even my mom knew about it, and my aunt knew about it, and I remember I was like so happy because we went on a zoo trip together, the whole class, and we took a picture together, and I still had it, and then so what, that one day when I met someone else in second grade, I just cut it up because I was just like, I'm done with him.
Destiny fell in love with her eyes, not her heart.
It's kind of like I love the feeling more than liking the feeling of being loved. If that makes any sense.
Destiny and her boyfriend have been together for
about six months.
6 months, right?
Yeah.
And she feels like he's the one. But is she ready for it?
I feel like there's some days where I just feel like, what's the point of this? Reality actually slapped me in the face like weeks ago, and it kind of just made me feel like, why am I doing this? But it was just something about him is like that told me just to stay here and not to like go.
The cost of her decision was her parents losing trust in her.
That's a really hard question for me. I feel like as if I was to lose my parents' trust, like for the rest of my life, it would be really hard to gain back because I had so many chances with them that I just can't ruin this time. I feel like, wow, like, you know, right now I'm 14 and I have my whole life ahead of me, but just something told me that this is the person that I just want to be with the rest of my life with, and that I didn't even go into high school yet, and I'm saying this, but I just feel like this feeling that I never experienced before, now that I am experiencing it, then it's something that's different. But for now, it's just a good thing that I appreciate.
She wished she could change things, but that's not how life goes.
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, I had experiences that I regret, but life is all about making mistakes and to fix it. You know, learn is from learning from it, but I just feel like I need him because it's just the best feeling in the world because you have a companion, you know, that you could rely on, you feel like you could rely on and you could talk to and be with, and you just feel like the rest of the world doesn't really matter at the time. Yeah.
She feels like choosing him is a risk.
Isn't life all about taking risks? At the same time, I also do think about my parents at the same time. They gave me about like 3 chances already with him. And for me to keep this going is a big risk. And I just hope that Chuan understands that and knows that if anything does happen that's bad and horrible, then I hope he's there with me at the end of the day.
Destiny and her parents have different roads that she can go down, but which one would she choose?
So I was actually waiting for you to ask me that question because now to think about it, it's not that I'm choosing him over school or anything. I do think about school.
You're like trying to balance it out, but you're moving towards him.
That's one thing that I'm kind of good and bad at balancing things. School is really important to me right now, and with him is just a nice thing to come home to. Just hearing his voice, just to let me know that he's okay and everything's gonna be okay. And he motivates me to do good in school, and I just try my best. You know, math isn't actually my greatest subject, but I'm trying to work at it and let things.
The question is, why is she choosing him? Is her parents' love not enough?
Well, I can't answer that until I have my own child, but my mom basically always told me that you're not going to know that I love you until you have your own child. Not 100%. Yeah, I don't feel it. Of course, every teenager goes through this. They're not going to give a shit about their family. And they're just going to go choose that over family. But it's not about me choosing him over family. It's the fact that I'm just taking a risk that I never took. I feel like sometimes that I did a mistake for saying, we started actually talking on Twitter, and it was a mistake that I said, I love you. My dad was actually cool with it in the beginning. He said that, oh, this is just puppy love, and I remember talking to him. We went to go out to go eat, just me and my dad. So I was like, Dad, do you know there's this guy, that this Asian guy that actually wrote a song in Chinese, and he was like, cool and stuff like that, and he goes to the school and he was like, oh, that's cool, you know, maybe. My dad was like, maybe you could go to his house and actually chill with him and write songs with him and stuff like that. And until that weekend of Labor Day, when we had our school on Monday, I said I loved you, and I was on my phone constantly, and that's when everything kind of got twisted, and my parents didn't trust me, didn't feel like this was the right road for me to go down.
So you're basically saying that your parents are scared that you're going to get pregnant at a young age if you fall too hard.
Yeah. Right now, I'm like at the tip of falling too hard, but it's just up to me to control myself. You know, he's everything. I just hope that my family accepts him for who he is and what he does for me. Not that the fact that he buys me gifts or comes to meet me after school, just the effort he puts into me and the time he does for me.
Remembering the first glance of her boyfriend.
Yes. First, his younger sister actually went to school with me and is still at the school right now. And she asked me, she was like, so, excuse me, what's your name? And I go like, Destiny, my name is Destiny. Why? She's just like, nothing. So then I was like, okay, who's this person? Okay. So I see that girl. I went to school after school. I see that girl. And I was like, hey, didn't you ask for my name yesterday? She's like, oh, yeah. I remember. I need to tell you something. My brother likes you. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, really? So what school does he go to? And she says, he's in high school in 10th grade. And I was like, oh, my gosh, 10th grader. So we started talking. I went to his house, actually. And I walked his sister back to his house because I actually tutored her. And me and him, he asked me, hey, what's your Twitter name? It's Labor Forever. I think at the point, I'm going to tell you the truth, that he was pretty shy at first. So I texted him first. I was just like, hey, it's Destiny. We start with the letter thing. And then after the letter thing, he started getting more attracted to me and coming after school waiting for me. And we just started writing letters and letters and letters and stuff like that.
What happens when her parents find out she's been crossing their boundaries?
Oh my gosh. I would be in deep, deep trouble first. I would get a whipping. Of course. Obviously. Yes, I would get a whipping. My parents will confiscate all my electronics, take away all my hair stuff. I bet you they would do that. Take away all my clothes. I know my mom's going to do that this time. Yeah, my parents are strict. And you know how people say strict parents create sneaky kids? Because, you know, when you're feeling like you're held back, like you said earlier, you're going to want to do it anyways. Either way, you're going to either do it this way or you're going to do it that way. When you're feeling like you're held back, you can't do it, you're going to have an urge to want to do it.
What will she say?
I'm like sweating right now. I'm going to say, it's him. It's that guy, you know? I'm really scared. Like, I always think about it every day. Like, oh, crap, you know. So I gotta be extra, extra careful. And it just kind of makes me cry because, like, I don't want this day to come. At the same time, it's gonna have to come because the people I told, I trust them to the point where I feel like they're not gonna tell for me because why hold it against me, you know. But for now, I just basically need to focus on right now and not focus on the future. But at the same time, I got to think about it and see what life brings me to. So, yeah, it's a hard question to answer.
What's her decision?
No, I'm going to tell her that, you know, this is a guy I want to be with, you know, and I hope you understand that. This is the guy I want to be with. You can't control who I want to love or like in the future, and it's up to her to accept it or not, because she's gonna have to accept it either way. If this guy asked me to marry him, what are you gonna say now? No. The fact that they gave me so many chances and they've been really patient with me, it's like, what's the point?